Welcome to Kids for Truth devotionals for August 1st. God is alive. And Elijah said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today." 1 Kings 18:15. Elijah boldly said he would risk his life on the fact that the Lord is alive. If God was not alive, the king would surely kill Elijah. Remember, 3 years earlier, Elijah told King Ahab that there would be no rain for a long time because of Ahab's sin. The king did not like that and wanted to kill Elijah. Ahab believed that Israel's troubles came because of Elijah, not because of his own sin. Ahab had been searching for Elijah, but Elijah surprised him, saying he would show himself or stand before the king. They were to meet at Mount Carmel, where they would find out who really serves a living God. The word alive means to exist or to dwell. Many people in Israel worshipped Baal, a false god. But Baal could not do anything or help the people because he was not alive. The people themselves had created Baal. God was not created by us. He created us. God does exist. He is alive. And he dwells wherever we are. Would you risk your life on the fact that God is alive? You might be thinking, "Of course I would." If that's the case, do you live as if you believe that truth? Since God is alive, nothing takes him by surprise. He is involved in everything that comes your way. So, if you do, see, think, or say anything that is not pleasing to God, he sees and knows about it. If you obey him, read your Bible, pray, obey the authorities over you, and seek to please God, he sees and knows about that too. God is alive and involved in everything that comes my way, both good and bad. Since God is alive and involved in all I do, how can I live to please God? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 1st.